Good. Okay, so today is Daf Chav Beis. We are on Chav Aleph Amud Beis, five lines in the bottom, from Amar Rav Sheshet. So we're continuing discussion of blood, and now we're up to discussion of blood of the humans. Amar Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, Dam Mahalchei Shnayim, Dam of those who walk on two legs. You have to figure out, as mentioned, why it says Mahalchei Shnayim as opposed to humans, but Dam Mahalchei Shnayim, Afilu Mitzvos Prosh Ein Bo. There is no mitzvah to separate, right? There's no obligation. There's no even mitzvah to rabbanon to separate it. It seems to be here that it is a mitzvah. It is mutter lichatchila. So meisvei, the Gemara asks, how can you say that the blood of the human is mutter lichatchila? We have a brisa. The brisa says dam tchol, the blood of the kidneys. Dam halev, the blood. Dam tchol is not the kidneys. Dam tchol is the spleen. Dam halev is the blood of the heart. Dam klayos, the dam of the kidneys. Dam evarim, the dam of the other limbs. Hare elu below sase is violating a law. So three levels, right? There's a karis level, there's a low god level, and there's a mutter level. Dam halchei shtayim, right? Dam of the humans, dam shiratzim of the creepy crawly things, the ramasim, asur. It's still asur. The ein chayiv olahem. I love. It's asur, but not chayiv. So how could the Bryce says here that it's definitely an isur nachilas dam adam? Not like Rav Sheshet who says afilu mitzvos prosh ein bo. So what's going on? So kitanya. So when the Bryce says that it's asur, that's the parish. That's talking about blood that has already left the body. The parish. Kika Amar, should be Rav Sheshet, I think. Kika Amar Rav Sheshet, Vidalo Perish. Talking about blood that hasn't left the body. Like you have a blood cut in your mouth and you swallow, there's no issue because it hasn't left the body yet. All to do about like how many people, you know, you cut your finger and you suck the finger, like what's the story with that? Okay, Kika Amar Rav Sheshet, Vidalo Perish. Kita Tanya, because we have a brace that says the same thing. Dam Shal Gabi Kikar, if you have blood that's on the loaf of bread, Goro, scrape it off, the ochlo, and eat, not the blood, eat the bread. Right? Shalvein hashinayim, blood that's between the teeth, motzeitz, you can suck it, ubaleya, ve'enu choshesh. You can suck it and swallow it, then you ain't going to be choshesh. So when Rav Sheshet says the dam of the human is mutter, there's nothing to even worry about. He's talking about blood that still hasn't left the body, most likely in the mouth. So, ika demasne lo lahad Rav Sheshet al hadad atanya. There are those who learned the words of Rav Sheshet. The words of Rav Sheshet was, Afilu mitzvos prosh einbo. We learn it on a different rule. The Tanya, because we have a following brisa. Yochol, I would think here it's cholav, right? The milk. Cholav mahalchei shnayim, breast milk, human breast milk. Yehe ochlo over belav. Whoever eats breast milk will be over violate a lav. I don't know lav. V'dinhu, and you would have a kal v'chomer, which is an interesting kal v'chomer, because it says ma behema tmeya when it comes to a non kosher animal. Shehakalta b'maga, that you are making when it comes to its maga. Rashi says shehakalta b'maga she'ein ba zivus v'nidus. There's no zav or nida by b'meya tmeya. There's no zav or nida by b'meya Torah either. So okay, so he says my behemoth tmeya that it gives off less type of tuma. Nevertheless, hechmarta b'chalava you are machmir by its milk. Right, the milk of a behemoth tmeya is usher. Right, the Gemara Mechoros and Davav and Zayin says that. A kol yotzim in a tame, so the milk of the behemoth tame is asur. So mahalchei shtayim shehechmartam b'maga on. So humans that you are machmir on their maga, according to Rashi, which means they do have the din of zav and nida, right? Eino din. So kal v'chomer shetachmir b'chalavon. You should say that their milk is also asur. Talmud loma. That's where the pasuk says. Little do you whether this is the right pasuk or not. It says v'zeh lachem hatame. Right, this is for the tame. Zetame the ein chalavei mahalchei shtayim tame eltar. Only this, which is the pasuk is talking about shratzim, but shratzim don't really have milk. So some say it's a different pasuk that's talking about. It's a different pasuk that talks about the camel. Okay, zetame tame. So that only this has the milk is tame, but otzias the ein chalavei mahalchei shtayim tame eltar. But the milk of a human is tamei, not tahar. Right, so your whole thing about the blood, Mr. Shafir Isaac, is that the blood works fine by saying mahal cheshtayim, but why does it say mahal cheshtayim by the case of the milk? That doesn't fit into the blood libel case. Okay, right. Otzi es the ein chalav mahal cheshtayim eltar. So Gemara says, maybe otzi es a chalav, maybe I'll say that no, chalav is different, she'ein shave bakol. Because chalav, when it comes to, it's different because it's not equal in all behemoths, because the milk of the behemos taros arm is mutter v'lo otzias hadam, and I won't say that the, and I won't allow the dam to be mutter, right? So shav b'klol, because dam of all behemoths is aser, so maybe the dam of the humans is also aser. Tamid omar again, v'zeh lachem ha-tameh. Zeh tameh, only this is tameh, v'ein dam ha-halchishtayim tameh el ha-tahor. The blood of the ma-halchishtayim is not tameh, it's only tahor. And amar Allah, it should be the gear. So on this, Rav Sheisha says, talking about, I believe, the milk, right? Amar Allah, Rav Sheisha says, afilu mitzvah prosh ein bo. There's no mitzvah to even separate from the breast milk. There are the Gemaras that say that, you know, someone who feeds their child, you know, the milk of the mother after a certain age, it's like feeding him the velos. So the answer being is how you're feeding them. If you're expressing it and drinking it in a cup or in a bottle, it's one way. If you're drinking it directly, that might be a problem after a certain age. Okay, it's not awesome. Okay, the Gemara is now going back to talk about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that the blood of the heart, that there's no chiyuv. So Taman Hasam, the Mishnah Maseches Chulhin, Halev, when it comes to the heart of the animals, Koro, what do? You tear it, you rip it, Umotzi es damo, and you remove the blood. But Lo Kiro'o, but if you didn't, and you ate the heart as is, Eino Over Love, there's still no violation of the blood. Lichat Chilo, you should rip it out and let the blood come out. But if you ate the heart, there's no violation of eating the blood. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira says, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, Lo Shanu, this din was only said, if you eat the blood of the heart, you're not violating anything. Ela Belev Oph, with the heart of a bird. Ho'o V'ein Bo Kazayas. Mar assumes that there isn't even a Kazayas of blood in the heart of a bird. It depends how big the bird is, I don't know. But there isn't even the blood in Kazayas in the heart of a bird. And therefore, you won't be chayit. There's not even Kazayas of blood. However, Avalev Behema, but if you eat the heart of an animal, the Yeshbo Kazayas, does have a Kazayas, that would be usher, the chayavim love karis. That would be a violation of eating the blood, and you would be chayav karis, and therefore, that's make a distinction between the heart of the animal and the heart of the bird. Mesve, so they asked in the yeshiva on Rav, right? Dam, the Brisa says, dam hatcho, right? The blood of the spleen, the dam alei, the blood of the heart, okay? The dam hakloyos, and the kidneys, the dam evarim, and the other limbs, hare elu bilosase. If you eat that, you violate a lav, but you don't get karis. Dam ahalcheshtayim, dam of the humans, v'dam shkotzim urwasim, asur, you're not allowed to eat it, v'ein chayovim alav, but there's no chiyuv, you don't violate anything. But you see from this braisa, that the dam halev only has an isr lo saseh, right? What it says, hari elu b'lo saseh, and not karis. And that's not what Rav said. Rav said, if you ate the blood of the animal, you chayav karis. Gemara says, okay, ki katani, ein chayovim alav, when the braisa says that you're not chayav, I guess that you're not chayav karis, right? That's al dam delay. That's talking about the blood that is absorbed, I guess, in the walls or in the flesh of the heart itself. The blood in the heart itself. Kika amarav, when Rav says you are chayav karis for the blood in the heart, that's the asim alma. That's blood that comes from elsewhere and is being pumped through the heart, I guess. I thought the answer to the Gemara says, dam delay, so kika tani and chayav dam delay, kika amarav, the asim alma, came from elsewhere. So dam delay, Gemara asks, wait a second, dam delay, hainu dam evarim. The Brisa lists dam evarim. The heart is an aver. The blood that is absorbed in the heart is the same thing as dam evarim. Why is it listed separately? It's already included in dam evarim. So Gemara says, well, why are you asking that? Lutame, if according to you, mi lo katoni dam kloyos, it says dam kloyos, it says dam tchol, it says all these other organs. Why aren't you asking about that? I mean, it's being specific. It's making a list. Milo katani dam klayas katani dam ivarim ella tani v'had v'tani hachanami tani v'had v'tani. So it must be that the Tana has a general and gives a list of a few things. So to here, it's included in the list. It's not a shaila because otherwise it would be a question on all the other ones. Then the Gemara says, me alma, right from elsewhere, me hechi asile. Where did that blood come from? Remember, the blood that has to usher has to be the lifeblood. So where is the lifeblood that's in the heart? So I just thought it was just the blood that pumps from the body. So that's not necessarily the lifeblood. And that lifeblood comes from the shechita. So the Gemara says, "May alma hechikasi." So Amar Rav Zeira b'shah she'neshama yotza misraf sarif. At the time that the animal dies, misraf sarif literally means it burns. But Rashi says misraf sarif. Rashi says Moshe chadam yibeis hashicha b'nishimaso v'kotzo b'libo. Yes, at the time of shechita, the animal just breathes a little bit, it does something, and it draws the blood from the jugular, basically, into the heart. So when you eat, after you shech the animal, and if you eat the blood that's not absorbed in the walls of the heart, but the blood that's fine, I guess, inside the heart, that is going to be dam shneshama yotzibo, and if you eat that, you're going to be chayiv karis. Okay. Then the Mishnah mentioned what we just said: dam shehaneshama yotzibo chayav malav. The blood, it's the lifeblood, the blood from which the life leaves. That if you eat that, that's what you're chayiv. So before we begin, just have the Rashi says it to us. But we have to. There are four stages of the blood. Look at Rashi. It says dam hakaza. He says betchila shachar. Is at the moment of shechita, the first bit of blood that comes out is black. Step one. V'achar kach yotze adom. Then becomes red. That's step two. V'shteyem b'shetisa v'lo kiluach b'rachok. And those are more dripping, but they're not spurting. Those are okay. But then v'achar kach mikaleach. Stage three, the blood just flows out. And then v'sof at the end kishadam mitma'et, when the dam gets less. Then it's a weaker flow. It just drips out. So there are four stages: black, red, flowing, less flow. Okay. So itmar, machlokas in the base medrash. Eisehu dam hakaza shehaneshama tuyabo. Which is the blood that the neshama is tuyabo? We have four stages of blood, which are considered the blood that would be neshama yotzibo, and therefore that would be the blood that's usher. On the penalty of kares. Rabbi Yochanan Omar calls man shemikaleach. Once it starts to flow out, so that's stage three. That's blood number three. Reish Lakish Omer mitipa hamishachreres ve'elich, from after the black blood and onwards, which is stages two, three, and four. So okay. Now the Gemara says meisvei gan esakasha on Reish Lakish, who says that you violate even for blood in stage two, three, and four. What?
The black is the first one.
The right. So from the end of that black drop. Okay. So Ezu Dama Kaza Shneshama Yotzebo. The Brisa says, Kol Zman Shemikaleach. So long as it's flowing, that's stage three. That's Rav Yochanan. That seems to be a question of Reish Lakish. Yotze, that comes to exclude Dam Hatamsis. Dam Hatamsis is the blood that drains out at the very end, post death. That's like a stage five blood. Right. So he says Kol Zman Shemikaleach, which is from stage three and on, comes to exclude Dama Tamsis, Mipnesha who shoses. I don't know, test herself. He says, because that just doesn't spurt, it just drips nicely, I guess. Umaylav, well, isn't the Brisa come to say that Afilu Rishon, the Acheron, the shosesu, Kedama Tamsis dummy? Well, if you're telling me the reason why state blood in stage five is not usher is because it's only shoses, well, so too blood in stage one, which is not the black, which is the first red. And blood in stage four also is only shoses, so maybe that's also not going to be usher, and therefore, that's also not lifeblood, and therefore it's against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says blood in stage two, three, and four is usher. Reish Lakish says only, Rav Yochanan says only it's three. This price seems to say that blood in stage two and four are not usher, because it drips. So could you for the Reish Lakish, and Abiyakash and Reish Lakish, Mar says, no, don't make that diuk. Your diuk is wrong. When the Brisa says that it's mipneishu shoses, it's lemuute dam hamashir. It's only coming to exclude the blood of stage one, the black blood, right? Aval dam rishon, but blood of stage two, the achron, and blood of stage four, afal gavduhu shoses, even though it doesn't like spurt out. What?
The first one.
Yep, the first one is blood too, because dam mashir is dam one, right? Dam is the first red blood, right? The achron and blood of stage four, afagavdu shoses, even though it doesn't spread out, hainu dam hanefesh. That's considered dam hanefesh, and it won't be a kasha on Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll ask you another shayla on Reish Lakish. Meisvei, quote of Brisa, ezehu dam, and the girsa, which is important, it changes the word rishon to nefesh. So that's what we're talking about. Ezehu dam hanefesh. What is considered the life blood? Kol zman shemikaleh, so long as it's spurting out, which is stage three. Yotza Rishon, that comes to exclude the first red blood, which is stage two, v'acharon, and the last red blood, which is stage four, mipnei shehu shoses, because that is not spurting. I guess that's just flowing or dripping. V'tiyufte de Reish Lakish. And that is clearly, Reish Lakish can't reinterpret that brisa. That in brisa is clear that blood of stage three and four are not, blood of stage two and blood of stage four are not included in the Dama Nefesh, and therefore wouldn't violate the Isser if you eat that. So Amalach, Reish Lakish will say, you're right, that brisa might be a kasha on me, but Tanayi, it's a machlokas Tanayim, that brisa goes like Rabbi Yochanan, I hold like somebody else. Tanayi, disanya, because we have a brisa that says, Ezehu Dama Nefesh, what's considered the lifeblood, Kol Zman Shemikaleach, so long as it is flowing. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and that would be like Rabbi Yochanan, which would only be blood of stage 3. But Rabbi Shimon says, what's dam and nefesh? Mitipa ha-mishachvaris ve'elah, from the end of the black blood onwards, which is blood, dam of blood 2, 3, and 4, which would be like Reish Lakish. And therefore, I don't have a problem, because yes, you brought me a brisa that argues, that disagrees with me, but I don't care. I hold like a different Tana. Fine. Tani debe Rabbi Shmuel. Learned the brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. So there's also, besides blood having, we have to define blood. So by defining blood as what constitutes blood in order to violate the Isser, blood is also one of the liquids that is hooked, makshir the kabel tumah. Again, like something that's like an ochel cannot become tameh unless it becomes susceptible to tumah, which has to have one of the 7 liquids, yachak adam, to fall on it. And blood is one of those things that can make it susceptible. Well, what type of blood is that, does that? Because we just said that they're different types of blood. So Tanya Debei Rabbi Shmuel quotes a pasuk. This pasuk, I think, is from Bilam. V'dam chalalim yishteh. It's from the brachas of Bilam, which basically says that the Bnei Yisrael will go out and they'll kill those in the field and they'll drink the blood of the corpses. Right. So what's considered blood? The blood of a corpse. Prat l'dam kiluach she'edo machshir es hazroim. He says that only if it's dead, right? Only after it's dead. But the blood that flows out, the blood that's as it's flowing out, that's not considered blood that can be used to be machshir l'kabel tumah. You just have to figure out. I don't know if there's any physical attributes. It just they're different. It just you have to know. So he's saying that the idea is that this blood, this earlier stage blood, is not something that is defined as a mashke in order to be machshir l'kabel tumah. By Yiminei Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya asked a question from Rav Zeira. By Yiminei Rav Yirmiya Rav Zeira. Hikis dam lebehema. So I guess you sort of, hikis dam usually means you bloodlet, but I think here it means more that you kill the animal and the animal's coming out, and the blood's coming out, right? Let me see. That's what he said? Yeah, I think so. So you got the blood out from the animal. The kibel dama b'shnei kosos, and you got the blood. You caught the blood into two cups. I guess you drank both cups. I don't know why, but that's the case. Guy drinks both cups. Mahu, what's the din? What are you chayev on? You're definitely chayev on one. So he says ala rishon divrei kol chayev. On the first one, everyone says you chayev because that's the blood that flowed out. That's the blood that flowed out. That was the dama nefesh. The question is. Al ha'achron, min mechayev alo. Are you chayev for the second kos? I don't know. It depends how much blood is the dam nefesh. I don't know. Okay, assuming that all the stage 2 blood was, all the stage 3 blood was captured in one cup, and then the stage 4 blood in the second cup. So he said, okay, that's the machlokas, Reish Lakish, Rav Yochanan. He says, amalei, v'pluktu the Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. The machlokas, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. The itmar, because we learned it in the base magic. Hikis dam lebehem, v'kim adom b'shtei kosos. Reish Lakish, lama, chai v'shtei chataos. Yichai for 2 chataos. Must be that you ate it, you drank it in 2 ha'alamos. As if it was the same helem, you only be chai once, that Tosus points out. That's exactly the sheet of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that blood, stage 2, 3, and 4, you're chai for. So the first coast was stage 3 blood, the second coast is stage 4 blood, you chai for both. But Rav Yochanan Eino Chayev El Achas, you only chayev one, you only chayev for stage 3 blood, and stage 3 blood was caught in Kos A, and after that was, I guess, somehow all the stage 3 blood was in Kos A, and the blood in Kos B was from a later on, and you wouldn't be chayev. It's the same machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Okay. The Mishnah then said, right, that we said that Dama Tamsis, which was the blood that came out at the end, which blood came out afterwards, that you're not chayev for it, but Rabbi Huda says mechayev b'dama tamsis. He says even that, I guess that's that stage 4 blood, or stage 5 blood, maybe even stage 5 blood. It's the post death blood. Rabbi Huda says you're chayev. But Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says moder Rabbi Huda inyan kapara. Rabbi Huda agrees that this late stage blood cannot be used to be thrown on the mizbeach to count for the blood to affect kapara. Shenemar. Right, the pasuk says, "Ki kol pasuk is ki vayikra perik yidzayin pasuk yidalef ki nefesh habasar ba'dam hi va'anin esativ lachem al hazbeit chaper nafsoseichem ki adam hu ba'nefesh yichaper." Basically, says the life, the dam and nefesh is what you get kapara for. Dam sha nefesh yotzevo mechaper she'ein ha nefesh yotzevo ein lechaper. So it's clear there that the dam, that only dam that the neshama goes out with which I guess between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish would be either blood of stage 3 or blood of stage 2, 3, and 4. But according to everyone agrees that the later blood, that stage 5 blood, even Rabbi Yehuda, says you violate the Isra of Chila's Dam on that blood, says you can't use that blood for Kapara to be thrown on the Beis Medrash. You know, it won't affect Kapara if you use that and put it on the Mizbeach. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak Afa Nami Tanina. We also learned this in a Braisa, like what Lazar said. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, same, this is the Pasuk before, right? Says each me beis Yisrael and Gera Garbas Ocham Asher Yehal Kol Dam Venasadik Tamei Benefesh Ochelas Adam VeYikreisi Yosam Yikreva Amo. So it says Dam, just the word blood. Matam Lomer Kol Dam. What does it say? It says Kol Dam in the pasuk. It's Asher Yehal Kol Dam Lefi Shenemar. Because the pasuk says by the Karbanos Ki Adam Hu Benefesh Yichaper. The Dam, the lifeblood, it be Kapara. The Eini Elam Kachim Shenefesh Yotzebo. So therefore, I see that the only problem of so you would have thought, right, so it says clear by Kachim that the only blood that can be used for Kapara is the lifeblood. So Ein li ela dam Kachim shenefesh yotzebo. So I would think that the only chiyuv for Achilas blood dam is the blood that you would use to throw on the Mizbeah. That stage of blood, that type of blood. Shehu mechaper. But dam chulim adam tamtzitz. But dam chulin, which is not mechaper karbonos, or dam tamtzitz, which is the later stage blood, minayin. How do you know that that is chiyuv for Achila also? Talmud Omar, Kol Dam. That's what it says, Kol Dam. So the Gemara said, well, that's against our Mishnah, but that's no problem, because that's in the Sifra, and Stav Sifra Mani, who's the author of the anonymous brisos in the Sifra, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that even Dam Tamsis, even this late level, this late stage blood, which would be defined as stage 5 blood, post-mortem blood, that you're still chayiv for eating it, even though you can't use it to gain kapara by throwing it on the Mizbeach. Okay? I think Ad Kan the blood. Next. The Mishnah is going to deal with somebody who has a suffek whether or not he committed Mi'ila. So we know if you have a suffek as to whether or not you committed an Aveira that's Chayav Korban Chatos, you bring in Ashan Toli. The problem is, or the question is going to be, when it comes to Mi'ila, if you violate Mi'ila, Bishogeg, and you know about it, you don't bring a Chatos, you bring an Ashan Mi'ila. So if you're suffek, do you bring an Ashan Toli? Or is Ashan Toli only in lieu of a Chatos? Here, we're worrying about whether an Asham Toloi is in lieu of another Asham, right? So, Rabbi Kiva, Mechayev al Safek Me'ila Asham Toloi, V'chachamim Potrim. Rabbi Kiva says, if you have Safek, whether or not you were Moel, whether you illicitly used the Mamon Hekdesh, you bring an Asham Toloi. Mechayev say no. Umodi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees that even if you're going to bring the Asham Toloi, Eino Mevi Esm Ilaso. You don't bring the money. When you violate Me'ila, not only do you bring the Asham Toloi, you have to pay Kodesh back, plus the fine, which is a fifth, which is really 25%. So he says you don't bring that money Ache Yizvadalo until it's clear to you that you did Me'ila, Sheyavi Imo Asham Vadai, because that only bring that money only comes with the Asham Vadai. Right? The Rashash asks, well, why don't the house wins, right? So if you have a suffix, why don't you bring the money? Why? Why do you not bring the money, right? The Rishas asks, why is there no chiyav to pay money v'safek? If he says it's no different than stucca. If you have a stucca, the Ramban and the Rashba and others hold that every safek stucca, you have to live the chumrah. And if you make a pledge to the shul and you say I pay and Iran says he didn't pay, maybe you have to pay because it's a safek when it comes to stucca, right? So Gemara says, so Rashas answers that maybe that answer is there is no chiyav for hektesh unless it's a vada chiyav. When they make the takana, they have to pay hektesh. That's a little bit of a tough answer. When they make the takana, they have to pay hektesh. They only required you to pay hektesh if you vaday owed it. There are other things that hektesh is also, it's not chayav for damaging, for mazik of hektesh. There are other places where you see that the rules of paying hektesh are a little more makel, so too by suffik, it's going to be a little more makel. That's a good kasha.
There's no chattas by mila, or there could be chattas?
No, it's an asham. It's an asham ilos.
Okay, so there's no
chavazot.
Did you do the Shogeg case?
Yeah, you did. You bring an Asham. It's Asham Ilos. It's in the Yishmalo, in the Ezel Mekoma. You bring an Asham Ilos. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, what's the big deal? Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Malazem maybe Shtei Ashamos. Why would you tell the guy that later on he'll have to bring another Asham? Why should he have to bring two Ashamos? There's no Svara to tell him that you should bring an Asham Toloi now, And then when he knows that, he finds that he did it for sure, he'll bring another ashram. We can figure this out with one ashram. How? Ela mevi me'ila v'chumshi. He says, no, right now, when you're the Suffolk, bring the me'ila and the payback, right? Pay back the money. V'yavi asham b'shnei slayim. And bring an asham that's worth two slayim. Because asham me'ilos have a din that they have to be brought with the two slayim, which is, because the pasuk says, v'hevi sashamol asham ayal tamim atzom v'erka kefesh shkolim v'shekel kodesh b'asham. You have to bring a certain value. And make a t'nai, v'yomar. And I'll say, invadai ma'alti, if I definitely did me'ila, zo, the mamon that I brought, the money that I just brought, that's me'ilasi, that's the money that I have to pay. Ooh, zo ashami. And that is going to be my asham. V'im safik ma'alti, which I'm not sure what that means, I'm going to say it should be safik ma'alti, so if I didn't, but it says, im safik ma'alti, you know, I'm not chayiv to bring the demei me'ila, hamosh nedava. So I'm just giving a nedava, I'm giving staka, I'm giving a donation, there, and the behema is an asham taloi. Shemi minshu, maybe alhoda, maybe ashal lohoda. Because here, when it comes to the asham, it's the same type of animal. It's the same avod that's done with it. So I can just make it tonight. If it's for my asham taloi, if it's for the asham ila, it's an asham ila. If it's not, it's something else. But I can bring it, when it comes to the other cases, when it comes to the shogun cases for chatas, the chatas and the asham taloi are different animals and the different avodos. So I can't say make the tonight. But here, Rabbi Tarfon says, just make the tonight. Bring the money and make the tonight. So comes Rabbi Kiva and says, wait a second. Right, Amar Rabbi Kiva, nearing devar of Elam Uta. I understand when it comes to the guy was moel just a small amount. He was moel a value of $10. Okay, so he brings, you know, the $12.50. He brings not a big deal, right? But harei sheyavo liyado suffik me'ila b'mei amana. What happens if it's a suffik as to whether or not he violated an ila of $10,000? You can tell him now he should bring the money plus the chomesh. It's a lot of money to bring out a suffik. Why should he do that? Is it not better for him? Sheyavi asham b'shtei slayim. Let him bring an asham taloi now. V'lo yavi suffik me'ila b'mei amana. And don't bring all the money right now. Rabbi Kiva agrees by me'ila muta. Rabbi Kiva says a person doesn't, I'm not going to make the person go out of pocket if he didn't suffik for such a large amount. If it's a small amount, what? Define it. Everyone define it differently. Define what's large, what's small to you. Maybe each person individually. Maybe they're the tax collector. Check his returns. You know, however it is. So that's the motor of Elam Uta. Now the Gemara says Tanu Ravanan. So now the rest of them, till the end of the Mishnah, talks about the drushas, where they learn it out. So just have to remember that in the Parshios in Vayikra, the idea of Mi'ila is written in one Parsha. Right after that is the Parsha of Asram Talui. And the parsha of Asam Toler begins with the letter Vav. So it seems to, the question is whether we can connect the Me'ila and the Asam Toler parshios because there's this connection. So Tana Rabbanan, right, the Pasuk says, this is by Asam Toler, it says, V'im nefesh hisechta v'asaso achas mikol mitzvos Hashem ashello astesena v'lo yadav v'ashem v'nasa avonov. So it says the Vav by Asam Toler. So V'im nefesh l'chayev al safik me'ilos Asam Toler. The im nefesh, which is starting the pasuk, the parsha of Asham Taloi, connects the lower parsha to the upper parsha of Me'ila to show that even on suffik Me'ila, Yechayim Asham Taloi. Dear Rabbi Kiva, V'chacham impochim. And Chamer Apoter, they say, no, there's no chiyuv of an Asham Taloi when it comes to suffik Me'ila. So Leva B'hakim Yechudli. Let's say that the machlokus is as follows. Dear Rabbi Kiva Savar, L'meidim El Yom Mitachton. Rabbi Kiva says, you learn. You have the upper parsha, the parsha of Me'ila. You can learn El Yom Mitachton. You can learn to the upper parsha from the lower parsha of Asham Toloi. Bring the rules of the lower parsha of Asham Toloi into the Me'ila. The Rabbanan Savri and the Meidim El Mitachton. Rabbanan says you can't learn to the upper parsha from the lower parsha. The Vav doesn't make a connection to make it learn the Asham Toloi in the lower parsha into Me'ila in the upper parsha. Rabbanan says Amar Papa, no, can't be the Kuli Alma the Meidim El Yom Mitachton. Everyone holds that you can learn El Yom Mitachton. So if that's the imkain, because if you didn't, Safon Beven Bakar Lo Mishkachas Lehu, you would never know the rule that a korban brought from cow has to be shechted in the north. Rashi says, Lo Ashkachon Safon Beven Bakar, the Chatas Va'ole you to eat to own in Shechitim at Safon. The idea is that the korban Chatas, korban Ola, have to be shechted in the northern part of the base of Mikdash. The tzafon ksib ben tzon b'vayikra. The tzafon is only written by when you bring sheep, right? Mesechus Zvachim, Yolef ben Bakar, and Mesechus Zvachim, they learned that even if you bring Bakar, if you bring cattle, it requires the north. Bahadina be Elyon Mitachtum, using this concept of Elyon Mitachtum. So everyone has to hold that you learn Elyon Mitachtum. Otherwise, we never would know that you have to shecht cattle in the north. So, okay, so what's the reason why the Chacham say, if you're learning Elyon Mitachtum, so you should learn Asham Toloi Mi'ila from Asham Toloi, and therefore you should have an Asham Toloi on the Mi'ila. What's the reasoning of Chachamim not? Elahacha, Hainu, Taimed, the Rabban of the Patre. Why do the Rabban say you putter an Asham Toloi by Suffolk Mi'ilos? The Gemire, because they learn a Gezer Shava of Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Mechatos. They learn a Gezer Shava of Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Mechatos, because both by Asham Toloi and by Chatos it says the word Mitzvos. And what's the Gezer Shava? Mala halah, when it comes to the chatos, it's to, what are you chayav chatos? It's been, we're talking about davar shechayavim azidono kores v'ashigigaso chatos. You bring a korban chatos, because if you violated it, that is sir b'mezu to be chayav kores. So therefore, if you did a b'shogig, you bring a chatos. Here's some girsas now. I'm just going to read the fix up the girsa. He says, af kol shechayavim azidono kores va'al shigigaso chatos. So to all cases of chatos, as if I violate b'mezid, I would be kares. If I violate b'shogeg, I chatos. But then it says, mevi al sveko asham toloi. That would be the same rules for the suffix of asham toloi. Asham toloi is only brought for an avera that had you known about it, and done it b'mezid, you get kares, and done it b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatos. Those, if you're masupik as to whether you're going to get the avera, you're doing asham toloi. La fuke mi'ila, that comes to exclude mi'ila. Why? The ain't chayav malti don't akaris, because with mi'ila, if you violate mi'ila b'mezin, you're not chayav karis. The Tanya, because of the Brisa says, hezim mi'ila, din mi'ila b'mezin, Rebbe Omer Misa, it's Misa de Shemayim, it's not karis, it's something else, Misa de Shemayim, the Chamer Omer Bazhara, Chamer saying, just violate a lav. So therefore, it doesn't, mi'ila is excluded because of the Gzeir Shava. And I guess this Gzeir Shava is going to trump l'medim el yom mitavto. So they, if you have this Gzeir Shava now, right, so if you have this Gzeir Shava now that you're learning mi'ila, learning Asham Taloi from Chatos, and therefore that excludes Me'ila, so what's Rabbi Kiva? Doesn't Rabbi Kiva also have the Gzeir Shava? So Rabbi Kiva Sava, Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Gzeir Shava teaches you something else. Then he doesn't take the Gzeir Shava all the way. Rabbi Kiva Sava, Ki Yalfina Mitzvos Mitzvos Mechatos Chelev, when we learn out the Gzeir Shava, Mitzvos Mitzvos Mechatos Chelev, Chatos Chelev is a generic term for Karmel Chatos, the Hachihud Yalfina, this is what the Gzeir Shava teaches us. Mala Halon, just like the Chatos Chelev, is Bikavua. It's talking about a chatos that is a set price, it's set carbon, as opposed to other chatos which have the carbon only by your rate, which all depends on your income bracket. He says, ma la halon bikavua, af kam bikavua. So too the asham toloi is only brought on something that has a set carbon. La fuke ole v'yorei below comes to exclude the carbon ole v'yorei. According to Rabbi Kiva, he's saying that if you are mesupuk, whether you violated an iser, that would be mechayiv you a carbon olive or yored, that there's no asham taloyoy on. But maybe me'ila there is. But the Rabban would say, wait a second. What are you doing? There is a Gzeir Shava. You're only taking part in the Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava can teach you, the Gzeir Shava is telling you, learn from Chatas. Number one, you're right. Chatas has to be Chatas Kavua. Number two, Chatas, only if b'mezid you b'chayiv karis. Why are you only taking half of the Gzeir Shava? The Gemara says, Rabban and Savri ain't Gzeir Shava lemetza. You can't just do a partial Gzeir Shava. Michlal the Rabbi Kiva Sabra Yesh Gzeir Shava Lemetza. Does that mean the Rabbi Kiva holds there is a Gzeir Shava Lemetza? Can't be. So we got to reject that. It can't be that he's learning it out from the Gzeir Shava. El Kuli Alma, everyone holds, Ein Darshim Gzeir Shava Lemetza. You have to learn Gzeir Shava completely, and therefore, really, from Chatas, you should learn that there's no Asham Talim, no Asham Ila. So watch Rabbi Kiva Svara. El Hainu Taimed the Rabbi Kiva. The Amakra, because the Pasik says, Vi Im Nefesh. The Vav Im Nefesh. Mosif al inyon rishon, the vav adds from the vav mosif al inyon rishon. The vav in the beginning of the parsha connects it to the upper to the parsha. The yilmad, and here it just changes it around. It says the yilmad elyon mitachton. Forget I mentioned it earlier. I mentioned the vav earlier. We don't even have to. The vav is extra here. So the vav connects it. So normally I would have the gzeir shava. But now that I have the vav that's connecting the two parshios together, so this connection tells me that I can't take that gzeir shava all the way. That vav rejects part of the gzeir shava. All right, v'rabbanan savri, v'rabbanan say no. Tachton hu degamar mi elyon. You can learn the lower parsha from the tachton hu degamar mi elyon le asham bekesef shkolim. He says, no, we have the Gzeira Shava. You have to keep the Gzeira Shava. So then what's the Vav doing to connect? He says, the Vav's doing to connect to teach me the Kesef Shkalim, that the Ashram, just like the Ashram Me'ilos, has to come from a certain value. You have to spend a certain amount of money. So too, the Ashram Toloi, you would have to spend a certain amount of money, which is interesting, because now the Ashram Toloi has to be more valuable than the Korban Chatas. Because the Korban Chatas can even be bought with a Danko, with a small amount. He says, right, Rabbi Kiva Savar ain Hekesh Lametza. Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no Hekesh Lametza. Once I am making a Hekesh from Parsha A to Parsha B, that has to go all the way through. And that means I would have, just like in Parsha B, it's Asham Tali, Parsha A is also an Asham Tali. You, the Chachamim, are only taking the Hekesh halfway to say the Hekesh only teaches us about the value that you have to bring. But you can't do that, right? But Mekhlal, the Rabban Savar, Yish Hekesh Lametza, Bahai Kamalanda ain't Hekesh Lametza. So again, we have a problem. First, maybe we had a problem, could figure out what Rabbi Kiva is learning. Now we can't figure out what the Chachamim are learning. Right, so he says, no, the kule alma ein hekesh lemechza. V'hacha, in the time of the Rabbanon, the gemiri mitzvos, afke me'akesha. No, Chacham is saying, you're right. We have this hekesh, we have the gzeir shava. He says the gzeir shava is going to trump the hekesh. So the gzeir shava is going to trump the hekesh. So therefore, from the gzeir shava, which teaches us that you only bring an asham taloi if you violated an isser that would be chayiv you kares. So therefore, it comes out that Safik Me'ila, it's a not Chayiv Kares, you don't bring the Asham Taloi. The Rabbi Akiva, okay, so now Rabbi Akiva, who says that, Rabbi Akiva said that the Hekesh came to teach us that you are Chayiv an Asham Taloi for Safik Me'ila, so Asham Bekesef Shkalim Nafgele Mi Zos Torah Asham. Where does he learn the value of the Asham Taloi? He gets that from? He gets that from the Pasuk, Zos Torah Sa'asham. So Zos Torah Sa'asham, it's Torah Achas, L'kol Ashamos, L'asham, L'kesef Shkalim. The Torah puts all the Ashamos into one category. So just like Asham A, you have to bring it with Kesef Shkalim, so to Asham B, you have to bring the Kesef Shkalim. Rabbanan say, V'afal Gav Iksiv Zos Torah Sa'asham. Well, if you're going to learn it out from Zos Torah Sa'asham, why does Chachamim need the Vav to connect the Asham Me'ila to the Asham Taloi, to tell me just like the Asham Me'ila requires the $2, so to the Asham Taloi requires the $2. I can just learn it out from Zos Torah Asham. So why does he need Vav? V'afagad, this is Zos Torah Asham, Yitzchak L'mitzvah V'im Nefesh, Vav Mosef Al Inyan Rishon, V'yom Otachim Elyon, why? D'imi Zos Torah Asham, had you just learned that you need the amount of money that you need from the Pasuk of the Zos Torah Asham, Hava Amina, I would have thought, Ki Amina Torah Achas Ashamos, when I say that there's one rule for all Ashamos, Hani Mili B'shar Ashamos V'adoyin. I would say that's by all the Vade Ashamos. Asham Ila, Asham Shekhar Harufa, those things were not being born on a Safik. About Asham Taloi, when Asham Taloi came in on Safik Chelkasi, it's coming on a Safik Chatos, Ema Lo Yes Feko Chamer Vado'o. I would think that the cover being born on a Safik should be more chamer than the cover being born on the Vadai. And what's the story with the cover born on the Vadai? Ma Vado'o Chatos Bas Danga. The cover Chatos that's being born on the Vadai can be brought cheap. You don't have to spend a certain amount of money on it. I would think, Afsveko Asham Bar Danka. So maybe it's Suffolk. Maybe you're looking at the Asham Toloi just as an off-growth of the Chatas. If the Chatas only have to spend a penny, so maybe in the Asham Toloi you only have to spend a penny. Why would you think that you'd have to spend more on the Suffolk than the Vadai? So, Hachikasa Rechmana, V'im Nefesh, that's why I have the Vav. The Vav connects the Asham Toloi to the Asham Ila to teach me Vav Mosifal in your Rishon, just like the Asham Ila requires Shkalim, so too the Asham Toloi requires Shkalim. So Gemara then says, okay, Ha Nicha Leman De Daris Zos Torah Asham. This all works out fine and dandy according to the Shita that says, when the Torah says Zos Torah Asham, that means it's making this big general rule and all Ashamas have the same halachos. El Leman De Lo Daris Zos Torah Asham, but according to one who doesn't make that drasha, Michael Amemer, what's he going to do? How does he explain the Shita of Rabbi Akiva? How does Rabbi Akiva know that the Asham Toloi needs to be brought with the $20, with the more money? So he says, Yalif, and that guy will hold Yalif Erkecha Erkecha Mi Asham Ila. I guess there's going to be a Gzeira Shava, the words Erkecha Erkecha Mi Asham Ila. By the Asham Ila, it says Vehavias Hashemol Hashem Ayotam Mirzon Be Erkecha Kesef Shkalim. And by the Asham Tavoy, it says Vehavi Ayotam Mirzon Be Erkecha. Just like Erkecha by the Asham Ila is Shkalim, so to the Erkecha by Asham Tavoy is the Shkalim. So the Gemara is now going to say, okay, that's fine. That works out okay. Now you figured out that the Asham Tavoy has to be brought with Shkalim. But there are other Hashemas. What about the Ashram Shikha Harufa, the low kasiv baba erkacha? It doesn't say the erkacha, but the Ashram Shikha Harufa. So why, how do I know that? That has to be brought with Shkalim. So Yafinan Ayil Ayil. There's a Gemara, another Gzeir Shabbat. It says Ayil by the Ashram Ilos. It says Ayil by the Shikha Harufa. Just like the Me'ila requires Shkalim, the Shikha Harufa requires Shkalim. Okay, we'll finish up. Umodi Rabbi Yekiva. Rabbi Kiva agrees that he doesn't bring.
You bring one carbon.
The Im Suffik. What did Rabbi Kiva?
Make a tie.
Im Suffik. So Maika Amar. What, it says the Im Suffik. What did Rabbi Kiva point is that? What did Rabbi Tarfon say? The Im Suffik. Amar Rabbi, Maika Amar, Amar Rabbi Tani, Im Sveika Omer La'olam Yashim Toloi. When we looked at the Mishnah had was interesting language. It said that Rabbi Tarfon said when you made the Tanai, your Tanai was. Im vade ma'alti, this is my asham. Im suffik ma'alti, what does it mean, suffik ma'alti? So he says, no, if im suffik ma'alti, so he says, no, it means that if I never determine what the suffik, I never figure out, and I'm still with suffik for olam, then it's going to be my asham taloi. Alright, so Rashi then says, mimin shehevi al hoda, Mishnah says, mimin shehevi al hoda, maybe al chalo hoda, because the asham taloi is the same karban as the asham ilos, so just bring one and make the tanai. So the Gemara says, Sof, ki mizyadale ba'i li'isui ashavadai. How does that work? Okay, so let's say in 2019, he brings the carbon, and he says, if they have this, then this makes this. Well, it happens in 2020, he finds out that it really was vadai. Doesn't he have to bring, he doesn't have to bring his real Asham Ila now? How does that work? How can you make the Tanai? You didn't know, when you brought the carbon, what, don't you have to know that you did the Aveir to bring the carbon? That's basically the question. In 2019, when I'm a Sukkot, how can that count as my Asham Ila if I didn't know that I was Moel at the time? So Gemara says, Amarava Medivre Shneim Nilmad, Asham Vade Lo Boi Dibit Chila. When it comes to an Asham, you don't have to know about it right away. You can do this tonight. When it comes to Korban Chatos, you can't bring a Korban Chatos and say, oh, I'm going to bring a Korban Chatos because when I figure it out, then this will be my Korban Chatos. No, the only way you can bring a Korban Chatos is if you know that you definitely violated. When it comes to Asham, you don't have to have that definite knowledge to begin with, and that's why you can make the tonight. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up by the Mishnah, because the Mishnah basically extends almost the whole way down on Chof Gimel. Everybody have an excellent day.